The Padres trying to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Giants. And in San Francisco, it was Game of Thrones night. The fans dressed up for this one. Pick it up in the second. No score. Hunter Renfro at the plate, facing Madison Bumgarner, making his first home start in over 3 months.
Andy throws. And a swing and a long drive to left. Hernandez on the move. Into the corner. At the wall. It's gone. Renfro hits one down the line and out of the ballpark, and it's 2-0.
Good base running. Here's a swing and a line drive over the leaf of the shortstop Ivar into left center field. Span coming to third, and they're going to wave him around. Blash hustles over to pick the ball up and throws back in towards second. Denard Span scores. Nunez knocks in the tying run. It's 2-2. And the two guys, Renfro and Ivar, deserve some credit. 18 pitches between the two of them. Here's a swing and a high drive deep right center field. Pence chasing after it, and this one is gone. Wow. Up over the right center field wall, the very deepest part of the ballpark. That was a booming home run from Spangenberg. It's 4-2 Padres.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a line drive fair down the left field line, headed into the corner. And Pirelli can run. He's being waved in. Here's the throw to Crawford. Crawford eats it. And coming in to score is Pirella, and it's now 5-2. Remember, your base runners are Tomlinson at third. Nunez is at second. And Belt is your base runner at first. And looking into his catcher, Ferenc, he's ready. And the pitch. Posey, it's a high fly ball to right. It's in the park to Renfro. He's there. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. We'll go to the ninth. It's 5-2 Padres.
Brandon Mauer notches his 20th save as the Padres snap a three-game skid, winning at 5-2. Julys Chacín wins his third straight decision, allowing two runs in six innings of work. Madison Bumgarner, making his first home start in over 3 months, takes the loss, allowing four runs in six and a third frames. The Giants come up short against the Padres. Manager Bruce Bochy spoke after.
Yeah, it's always good to have them back. And we're coming off a couple big wins. And, we couldn't get some early runs there. And it got a tough break there. Nunez had that base stolen. It just came off it. Now we got first and third. The game was tied at that point. And, we have a pretty good hitter up there. And bad break there with him coming off the bag. But it's always good to have your guy out there, and it does do a lot for the ball club. But, Chacín's been tough on us. We just have a hard time with him. I'm not just talking this year. He's had a long history of pitching very well against us, and probably next to Kershaw. I don't know who's tougher on us.
Bruce, there seemed to be a time everybody kind of rallied around a Bumgarner start. He's winless this year through six. The team scored 10 runs on his watch. What's the issue? Is it just like everything else this year, no pitcher is getting much support?
Well, I think that's the biggest issue. I mean, first game he had a win. We let it get away late. Kansas City, he lost 1-0. These games. The last two games, they've been decent starts, actually pretty good starts. It's just like a run support.
I know Span's time has been limited here so far, but is this one of the better Spans, I guess, you've seen since he's been a Giant? And seems like he's really
he's playing well, and he really is. He's doing what you hope your leadoff hitter does. He's been a catalyst, getting big hits. He's driving the ball. He's getting the extra base hits. Hit one in the water yesterday. Denard's playing very good baseball, and he's seen the ball well. And between he and Nooney, we're getting a lot of good things at the top of the order. Have to get some consistency throughout the order right now, but he's doing what you want your leadoff guy to do.
The series against the Padres continues on Friday with Jeff Samardzija on the hill.